You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We got a Parent of the Year award here on Dana and Parks today. And they are going to get time for this. This happened in Salina. A mother and father are accused of leaving their six children in the car outside of a restaurant on one of the hottest days of the year in that area.
They went in to eat? Or did they go in to grab food?
I have to have more information on this.
Because if they went in to grab some carryout.
Sam, it was 30 minutes. Still not okay. No, not okay for 5 minutes.
Definitely not okay.
The Salina Police Department said officers responded to the call around 2 o'clock regarding children being left alone in a vehicle with one window cracked. Police say the kids were in the car between 20 and 30 minutes. When officers responded to the scene, the outside temperature was 100 degrees. So we know the inside temperature in 10 minutes. My Tesla last week was 143 degrees inside.
Yeah, it hits 140 within a few minutes.
Both have been arrested on 6 counts of aggravated child endangerment.
Good.
Unbelievable. All 6 children, ranging in age from 7 months old to 13 years old, were taken into protective custody. I'm guessing the kids were also taken to the hospital, especially the 7-month-old. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than adults. They do not have the same regulating capabilities that an adult does. And I don't know why, like you, Sam, I wanted to know, where was this? It just says a restaurant. I want to know. It doesn't matter if you ran in to grab carryout and there's a delay. It's 100 degrees out. You cannot leave pets or children in a car, period.
And if there's a delay in grabbing the carryout, go out and hang out with the kids, open the doors, let them out.
Six kids
sounds like I'm talking about a dog.
Like, what are you doing?
Now, I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
We bring up these stories all the time.
I know.
Most of them tragic, most of them fatal. And your typical MO is that we shouldn't charge
I always say no charges.
So now, because it didn't end up fatal,
should
charge them?
No, the difference is these parents knowingly, wantonly went into a restaurant for 30 minutes while the children were outside.
Instead of the accidental, I thought I took
them
to daycare.
Oh my God, the case last week, I cannot get that out of my head with that poor dad. Because in those cases, Sam, to me, there's nothing you're going to do to that parent that is going to be worse than the guilt and the anguish they face for the rest of their lives. There have been parents in that case who beg police, just kill me. Kill me. When that discovery is made, right? This is something totally different. These people are idiots. They should go to jail.
Well, they definitely deserve to be charged, yeah.
Let's get a Siders family update before we go to the break.
Speaking of treating children horribly.
Yeah, this is going to make people mad, though. Following the removal of 16 children from the Siders family home in Ohio last week, one relative said he was under the impression that some, if not all, of the victims were homeschooled. Now, I will remind you, when those 16 kids were taken out of that home, many of them had to be hospitalized. Some could not speak. They were not communicative. The 18-year-old does not know how to write her name. She cannot write. She cannot read or write. So these children were not homeschooled. They were kept in squalor for all of those years.
Right.
So as much as I hate even bringing this up about homeschooling, even one lawmaker says the word homeschooling here is a stretch at best. I think to insinuate that these kids had any education in any manner is a false narrative.
Well, and they're saying they need to take a second look at the homeschooling system just because there was a horrible group of people that had 16 children and didn't take care of them appropriately doesn't mean the whole system is flawed.
We might bring this up a little later in the show. Teachers, as you know, in traditional school settings are mandatory reporters. There is no question if a teacher had noticed the condition of these children with the bug bites and the just awful conditions. The teachers would have alerted authorities, right? Likewise, Ohio once had many more verification requirements for homeschooling. they used to just say, look, I'm gonna homeschool my kids, and that was it, basically. Now, before, you had to at least show some sort of curriculum, show some sort of progress.
Like, most states have requirements where they have to take tests from time to time to make sure that they're keeping up with their grade level.
They're simply saying in this case, there should be some, not zero, oversight. And I know we have people who homeschool their children that are smarter than any in-school, traditionally schooled child. I mean, some of these homeschooled kids go on to the Ivy League.
Well, because they're allowed to actually focus on the important parts of education and not, you know,
when done well and when done appropriately,
right,
it works very, very well for some families. Then how do you prevent these cases? And there are others like it, where kids just disappear from the school system and everybody says, well, they're going to be homeschooled. I also have questions about the small town hospital.
But we can't rely on
that. With all these children were being born year after year after year after year, did no one think, this is odd, there's 16 kids. 20 adults could not live in this space.
No.
Nor is there money for food for 20 adults.
Well, and let's be clear, having 16 kids in this size of a space is not illegal. Homeschooling your children is not illegal. Quite frankly, living in squalor is not illegal. It's to the level of squalor they were living in. It's the fact that they were probably, some of them, emaciated, not getting the nutrients that they need, fecal matter everywhere.
Sam.
That's where the neglect comes into play. But just because they were quote-unquote homeschooled, are we going to rely on the education system to make sure that every marker of our child is acceptable?
I don't know how we do it, but here's what I do know. The last grade that I think the father in this case remembers completing was eighth grade. We know that she became pregnant at age 15. I don't know when she stopped going to school.
Probably about that time.
When you look at someone who did not finish their education, that is not someone for whom, in my opinion, they should be leading education. And we know that they didn't. These kids were not schooled in any sense of the word.
But we do have a right to be dumb, to be uneducated. We can't have a government mandatory of that your kid turns six and they must be marched into one of our institutions.
No, I'm not saying we make it mandatory that anyone goes into a physical school. But I think there's an argument to be made. There has to be some check and balance.
Okay.
Even if it's one. 913-586-7798. We are going to welcome Kathy Nelson with President of Visit KC and the Sports Commission onto the program right after this break. Let's do a little postmortem on this phenomenal month that was the World Cup. And where do we go from here? We'll talk about that straight ahead.
Get the Dana and Parks podcast, KMBZ.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.